This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. If you are kind enough to listen to the service on a regular basis, you've probably heard about my love of Christmas and the fact that I would celebrate it all year round, and the fact that for me, January can be quite a disappointing month because it means that Christmas is over and we have such a long time to wait until it starts again. Well, here I am today in Mosfellsbær, in Mosso, near Reykjavik, in a house where it feels like Christmas, the Christmas spirit is going to be extended for some time yet. I'm with Laura Hatler-Mauk, whose house it is. And this is a festive Christmas wonderland that we're still in. These amazing decorations that you have are going to be staying up for some time yet, aren't they?
Yeah, they usually stay until end of February, beginning of March. Yeah. Until the equinox, really, when we start taking it down, because then it gets brighter again.
But it's not just the lights, it's not just the Christmas lights and the winter lights that chase away the dark. You've got all the Christmas decorations up as well.
Yeah, I love Christmas decorations. Yeah. And mine extend over 65 years. I started making them myself when I was a child. And I cut out a lot of snow crystals, and I learned it that they were six-stranded from Encyclopedia Britannica that came into the home when I was 10 years old. My mother said, why can't you cut out these nice stars they do? And she was buying these Danish magazines all the time with where they showed these sort of nice things cut out, made for Christmas. And there, and as I said, it's so much, it's real snow crystals have six corners, not eight. The things that children usually make is then you fold the paper eight times, but if you fold it six times, it's much easier to cut out with scissors. And that's what I discovered in Encyclopedia Britannica, that snow crystals had six corners.
So that knowledge and that art has come from that encyclopedia.
Exactly. It came from that encyclopedia. And that solved the difficulty of cutting with scissors an eightfold piece of paper.
And so much of this has been made by you. You're telling me that the red stars that are hanging above us here, you made these when you were 11, I think?
Yeah, that was before I started making the snow crystals. I started making these when I was about 10, 11, and I started the snow crystals around about the same time. And I love these, of course I've added on to them now that I'm in a bigger house. They used to decorate my little room when I was a kid, and my room with my siblings, but now they decorate a much larger space, so I've added on to them.
Yes, and we were talking before we switched on the microphones about Christmas decorations being like a kind of diary, because you acquire new ones every year, and they've always got a story, haven't they?
Yeah. Everything on the tree has a story, and the oldest bits from there is from when I was seven. Mm. And I usually have 5-meter Christmas tree, which drinks 4 liters per day, and it's quite a lot of work to prepare it for drinking all that much, because you need to cut down a bit from the from the stem of the tree. You need to cut 20 to 30 centimeters from it, and then boil the stem. Mm. And I put it in a bucket, and I put the kettle water many times for half an hour and boil the bottom, and that clears up the herpex in the stem to make way for the water, and that means the tree will evaporate water and drink a lot of water.
And you were never tempted by a plastic tree or an artificial tree to make life easier?
Oh yeah, I mean I also have Christmas trees in the greenhouse, and there's a plastic tree there, and I dream of a pink one as well for my office downstairs, but I haven't done it yet. But I will get a pink plastic tree once, because I enjoyed my Christmas in California when I was a hippie in 1968 to 1970, that they had all these plasticky things in California, which was not real Christmas for me, but I was fascinated by it, and I loved it.
Yeah.
Being a hippie and everything, I love the plastic Christmas trees then, and I still do.
I'd have thought, though, that Christmas in a warm climate would feel strange.
It was very alienating.
Yeah.
But I did, however, go and visit one year my friend in Little Rock in Arkansas at Christmas, and the most beautiful Christmas decorations I've ever seen were these red birds in a bare tree. It was cardinals, red cardinals. It was covered in red cardinals and this black tree. It was beautiful. Mm. I've never seen, my snow crystals don't even come near to them. They were so beautiful. And it just gave us the Christmas spirit, me and my friend.
Yes. And talking of that Christmas spirit, I love Christmas, you obviously love Christmas. What is it about the season that you enjoy?
I enjoy the darkness. I love the darkness. I mean, everything being completely dark and lit up by candlelight or artificial light. I just love it. And even if there's no light, I love walking in the dark and skiing in the dark. Mm. I just love it. And that I love it as much as the eternal light in the summer here.
Yeah.
And I really missed the season changes when I was in England.
Yes.
Really missed. I mean, here the lights make all the difference in the seasons.
So we've stepped outside because I wanted to see how this all looked from the outside, the decorations which are in place here. And it's about 11 o'clock in the morning, so it's about as bright as it's going to get. There's lots of snow everywhere. This is a winter wonderland.
It's really beautiful. Is. I love it. My hubby loves doing this. He puts them up in end of October, beginning of February, in the beginning of November. And he started loving it. He wasn't terribly happy because we first started living together in downtown. And I used to crawl up this huge tree to put these up. And he did that for 1 year and he got sufficient and we switched houses and after that he's been loving it.
You've got lanterns and wreaths and various other decorations and lights hanging from the balcony. I must get some tips from you because I was telling you earlier that my partner, he tolerates Christmas. He puts up with it. How did you get your husband to love it?
Well, it's taken about 25 years.
Okay.
And he said to me just a few days ago that he always misses the decorations terribly when we take them down.
Yes.
In March.
Yes.
I mean, that's 3 years. No, that's 4 months of decorations.
Yeah. Well, I always go up at the start of...
He loves it. No, it takes a long time. I mean, I'm brought up in Denmark and Iceland, half and half, and my dad would always be worried about Christmas because there was so much to do.
Yes.
And my mother got so busy. And we used to bake 17 kinds of cookies and stuff like that. And she would just constantly be thinking about something to do for him and for us. And he was just terrified when Christmas season started. And he never got used to it. When he died, he was still a bit not at ease with Christmas.
Do people gift you decorations? Because obviously you make your own, as we've talked about, but do people send you gifts or additions to your collection?
Yeah, I mean, when I give parties at Christmas, people bring a little something they've made to give me or to put on the tree.
Yes.
Yeah, they do that. I mean, not everybody makes stuff. People who make stuff, they would bring something sometimes.
Yes.
And I've got a few of these as well. Very, very nice.
What's your favorite piece?
There's a very nice little bell inside the home. A red bell made of velvet. And when you open it up, you see the Christmas scene. St. Mary with Joseph and the baby inside. It's really pretty. My sister gave it to me from Spain about 30 years ago. And I love that little piece. Doesn't make any sound or anything. It's just beautiful.
Again, it's that idea of the decorations all having a story, like a little diary year on year. It's a beautiful sight. I've loved coming here. Thank you so much for taking the time to show me this today, and you will be, once these come down, you'll be like me, counting the days until you can put them back up again.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for coming.
Laura, thank you very much indeed. It's Roof English Radio. I'm Darren Adam, and you can get in touch with us any time of year, not just Christmas, by email english@ruv.is.
There's more from Roof English, with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. Roof English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, Roof.